Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And oh, what a night. How about that? Listening, I went through, after watching the game, went through Yahoo does a recap of it, and you hear the Dodgers announcers. And after that double play in the first inning, Brantley doubled up Altuve. And it's the first inning. Altuve singles to start the game, and Brantley gets hits into a double play. And the Dodger announcer goes, I don't remember a standing ovation for a first inning double play. This is the best regular season atmosphere I've ever seen.
Boy, you were in the belly of the beast last night. Yeah. First of all, they in the middle of the morning, a Dodgers Facebook group gave out the Astros hotel. So fans were allowed to go stalk the Astros at the hotel to threaten them.
Threaten our lives, classy Dodger stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, good clean Dodger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened in the late morning. So the Astros likely had to deal with that because I don't think Dodgers fans on a Facebook group, I doubt that they just did nothing with the information. Somebody did something. Hell, 30,000 of them strong came to Houston for the first set of games. So I'm sure it's nothing to go down to the hotel and, you know, threaten somebody with a blade. So I'm sure they had to deal with that. And then, you know, the Dodger fans were out there finally a year late to get their bloodlust going. And they, cheaters. But it sounded like Homer Simpson because that's how it ends up sounding when you get shut out.
Yeah.
When you get a shutout, 3-0 by Lance McCullers, with a Yordan Alvarez homer and a double by Uncle Mike, the professional hitter. It wasn't a lot of hits. Walker Buehler had some good stuff going, too. We knew he would, but it was a pitcher's duel. And, you know, the question was going to be, was Lance McCullers up to it? Because Buehler had some good stuff, but Buehler's the guy who gave up the hit to Mike. And then, you know, that equaled one run. And then later on, Yordan touched him up, touched up the Dodgers with two more with his home run. And Lance McCullers went 6 2/3, struck out 9. And you know what? He had a ton of swagger out there on the
mound. Oh, my goodness, did he ever.
You know, the one thing we've been able to say for years is when Lance is on, his stuff is a number one. He's got number one stuff. Since he's been an Astro, he's got number one stuff when he's really right and on. The problem is there's peaks and valleys with him, and it seems to be more mental than physical. It's things get into his head, and so he's a guy when the going gets tough, you worry about him submarining himself from a confidence standpoint in a single inning. We saw last year he had the game in Arizona where they opened up the park. They opened up the stadium. He was going good for the first three innings. They opened up the stadium, and the ball started flying out of the park like crazy. And we were worried, like, this is one of those things where it just gets in Lance's head. But, you know, we saw less of it last year, and this year we're not really seeing it too much. Like, Lance McCullers doesn't just fall apart with a single inning very often in mistakes. We had Carlos's error on what should have been a double play to get him out of the inning. I swear to God, in years past, that ends up turning into three runs against Lance McCullers and the Astros. Instead, he gets two fly ball outs with Bellinger, and I can't remember who hit after him. And it was a wrap. And there was no teeth gnashing or anything like that. And Carlos should have turned that. It was a bay. He just lost it out of his glove when he was relaying it. Didn't get that double play. But Lance really stepped up and had a great game yesterday.
Yeah, he really did. And that is exactly what you needed because you've got Scherzer tonight against Oda Rizzi, which is a big, they got to be a big favorite again today. They were big favorites last night. The atmosphere was crazy. The trash cans, it was so original. It was something that was just like, holy cow, I didn't see this coming. Them throwing trash cans.
Yeah.
Or Oscar the Grouch was out there. They were having chants and they were, they, it was an atmosphere that was really so unbelievable that the Astros said, "But yeah, we'll take this. Take this for a while." I'm telling you, go ahead and keep doing this, all of you fan bases. We talked about this yesterday. The more you do this crap, the better this team is. It just, like last year, it seemed like they shied away. And they were 29 and 31, so it was not as good a team. This year, they lean into it. This year,
I want more of it. Like,
yeah.
Because it's going to hurt worse. If they get beat a second time by the Astros, look, they got shut out. Like, there's nothing to cheer for. They got shut out. Guys like Rayleigh and Stanek, you know, were part of this. Like, they got shut out. And now if Scherzer loses in his first time up on the mound, if he loses to, of all people, the Astros, and if the Astros shut them down again with a pitching, with all those people in the stands with their trash cans and their sock puppets and all the stuff that they're doing, if that happens again, that has got to be the worst feeling in the world. You waited 19 months for this?
Well, what has Lance McCullers, we got to get him, you got to get him on. Because what the heck has happened? He had over seven, he was 0-3 last year, over seven ERA. I think it was a 7.33 earned run average last year. This year, he's 7-0 with a 2.7 on the road.
That's amazing.
What in the hell happened to him on the road? He at home, he's got a 3.35 this year, with he's 2-2. Last year, he was 3-0 with a 1.42. And the year before, the dude has not, he just is so much better on the road than he has been. Something happened to Lance McCullers this offseason where he is a bulldog. You would never say this before this year, that you want Lance on the mound. And quite frankly, if the Astros have home field advantage, you save Lance McCullers now until game three.
So I asked you yesterday, is it possible Lance is the ace of the staff?
Well, he's the road ace for sure.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, he's right now, he's 9-2.
Right now, he's 7-0 on the road.
Right.
So, I you know what? You might tell him, hey, Lance, this do this for the good of the team. We want you to start game one on the road because you have been the best. He's got to be one of the best. I got to see if you can find that split. On the road this year, best pitcher on the road this year. Lance McCullers has to be up there. There is absolutely no question about it. He is unbelievable. He has 9 starts. He's 7-0 with a 2.70 earned run average. He's got 73 strikeouts and 28 walks on the road this year.
Well,
opponent's batting average just 200.
Just so you know, between Trey Lance and Lance McCullers, the name Lance and me, the name Lance is trending.
And you.
Well, me, Trey Lance, and Lance McCullers. The name Lance is trending. 38,100 tweets, and a lot of them are Lance McCullers just being filthy. And, like, did you see? I didn't see this in game where he smashed Lance McCullers, just smashing the.
Oh, yeah, after Blake Taylor's strikeout.
And then,
Taylor's strikeout.
Now, let me tell you something. Lance McCullers is a guy who wants all the smoke. Typically, like, he's the guy that's going to throw at another team if he needs to protect his players. We've seen him do it before. He's a guy who has that kind of swagger. When Dell told us about a story that was Larry Brown, who I like Larry Brown. I like his sights. Not the former coach, but Larry Brown is media member. He actually did something years ago with Yahoo Sports Radio. But he said he saw a video. He used a video of Lance McCullers after Yordan Alvarez had a home run, and what Larry Brown saw and reported was that Lance McCullers was not happy with Yordan pimping his home run. And in his article, he said, and he told him, effing go, and motioned with his hands to get going. Then when you actually watch the video, Lance McCullers is saying, let's effing go. And was just doing his hand. He wasn't pointing even towards the. It was Larry just completely missed this because Lance McCullers is not that guy who says, let's go, get it around the bases and run. Lance is more new school.
Lance will pimp it.
Lance is more new school. And especially with all the Dodger fans booing all night and doing their stuff, he's going to want to pimp in their stadium. He's going to want that to be part of what Yordan's doing. I know Lance had a dad who might have been old school in the game, Lance McCullers Sr., But LMJ, no. He's going to be just fine with Yordan or any other Astros pimping in Dodger Stadium because that's how he rolls. And I'm telling you, man, yesterday was one of his best games considering the atmosphere and the intensity. And he has been a guy at times where that's been a little bit much for him if he's gotten in trouble early in games. But yesterday, not the case. And what a great day to stay awake that late for a game.
Did you? Yeah, there's no question. He said, "Let's effing go."
Yeah,
and he didn't say.
It's no question.
That's stupid, Larry Brown. Larry Brown sometimes is so corny and so.
Why are you so mad? He just misread it.
No, but Larry Brown so many times has so much, so many corny and holier than thou endings on some of his stories. It's anyway. But did you see the close up shot of Yordan after he hits it? And the fans, the Dodger fans, there's like five or six fans behind him, and they're all opening their mouth, and they're going, oh, like scared. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll show it to you. That's going to be especially the guy right behind Yordan, right to his left in the picture. It's awesome. And here, look, see this guy? Get that scared. Oh man, it is so good. Dodger. Oh, just shutting them up. Because if today they had if last night they had won, it would have been so they're gonna have a parade around Dodger Stadium and banging trash cans and everybody whining because they cheated us out of a World Series, except they won two games on the road. And they beat, and they beat us, and they shouldn't have beat us, but because they cheated, that's why they won the World Series.
You know what they had yesterday?
So you cheated me and my dad from having a celebration together.
Having a moment. They had the club, there's something that's called, they had the club going up on a Tuesday yesterday. And when Club Astros got popping after the game, I bet they had the club going up on a Tuesday. I guarantee you Club Astros, even with George no longer there, I guarantee you it was jumping off yesterday after beating the Dodgers 3-0. Astros was in full effect last night because as much as the Dodgers and their fans want this, the Astros want it just as much. The only person who wishes he could be there is Alex Bregman.
How about Yuli's not there? So you got to put Robel Garcia. Holy cow. It seemed like every time there's a runner on second, Robel Garcia's at the plate. He's not there. Alex Bregman's not there. Holy crap. And you still got a lineup with Kyle Tucker batting sixth. Kyle Tucker, who has been one of the best hitters, certainly on the team over the last month and a half, and he's your sixth hole hitter. When Bregman and Yuli are there, and you got Machete's the only hole in the lineup.
Yeah.
The only hole in the lineup. And that Dodger lineup is pretty damn good, although I love seeing Cody Bellinger struggle as much as he does. I just love it. It is so awesome to see that dude at 163, 173, now, whatever
Reginald
it is.
Reginald Palmer sent us this. He sent us a quote from an article. Some even dressed as Oscar the Grouch, the Sesame Street character who famously lives in a garbage can. Hundreds of others waved orange foam asterisks. Then he says, I wish we could play the hook portion of Shaq's song he sang to Kobe for Dodgers fans. That is, kids, if you are going to vacation Bible school.
No, you don't.
Or if you are going to some type of a youth camp.
Don't
or maybe
sing that
going
song.
To a ministry, you like a little church youth ministry.
Yeah.
With Jack E. You're not supposed to ask people how things.
No, 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 no. Do not. Don't Google that song. Google neck.
No, don't Google that either.
Yeah, and sing that. And sing that too.
Don't Google Shaq, Kobe.
No.
I don't know why you want kids to hear about what you do with Tiger stuff. I don't know why I don't know why you like that better than the other one.
No, because that's an ugly song. What Shaq was singing to Kobe, that was ugly.
So you don't think. Like 90,000 people screaming out, bleep that tiger, bleep is an ugly song.
I think it's fun.
I'm sure you do.
More fun than that. All right, Well, who was the underdog last night and who won last night, Lance?
Underdog Fantasy had it jumping off. I had Yordan Alvarez over total basis, so that was a big W on that one. I lost another one. I had three players. So I had three over-unders. I hit two out of the three. What you do is they'll give you different players, and you can pick over-under on total bases, total rebounds, points, yards per, you know, your total receiving yards when football rolls around. And I picked three, and I put just $10 there, and I was hoping to win 60 on that. And unfortunately, I did not win 60 because you had, you know, a loss in there. That was unfortunate. But did you know you can win 10 times your play? If you put five out there and you win all five, you win 10 times your play. So let's say you put 50 up there. That's a $500 winner. And yeah, that's out there completely legal. It's based on your skill level, and it's waiting for you at underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code radio, and they're going to give you a $25 bonus into your account when you make your first deposit. But keep in mind, you can use that $25 cash bonus that they're giving you to enter into the Best Ball Mania 2 contest with over $1 million going to first prize and over $3.5 million available in total cash prizes. And this is a season-long fantasy football game where your best players automatically get the start. So you don't have to worry about sit, start. Whoever scored the best at your positions, they're going to be your starters for that week. It's a phenomenal way of doing things. Your skill level is on full display, and you got a chance to win real money in some of the coolest games you've ever seen across multiple sports platforms. It's underdogfantasy.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Yordan drives one deep to right field. That ball is gone. Yordan Alvarez in Dodger Stadium with his first career hit against his former organization puts the Astros in front 3-0.
Making big plays is their thing. How about that? Gave you a little breathing room.
Oh, that was so huge.
After Lance had two on and Blake Taylor came in and got Max Muncy. Holy crap, how good was that?
You know what, I want to open.
But I got a question for you. What was the first thing you thought of when Ryan Stanek is running in?
There goes the neighborhood.
Well, no. My thought what was, I thought we were done with this. Why did we trade for all these guys and we're bringing in Hair Guy?
Yeah. I did think he would not for. That's the thing about the Astros, whether it's AJ or Dusty, it's like they trust their players so much more trust than I have. Like, hey, he's only safe for games we're up six or down six.
That's it.
What are you doing with him in there?
We don't have
Brooks Raley can't come in anymore.
I thought we
Felix
had nice,
dead.
I thought we had nice things now.
I know
that. What happened to it? What the hell, Ryan Stanek in a 3-run game?
Yeah, oh. 3-run is. You could lose a 3-run game.
In a hurry.
You could lose a 3-run game. Why is he coming
he
in?
He was pumping it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, I was surprised. No, he's got the juice
and
now.
And what about Graveman?
That's Graveman so good. Looks like such and, a good addition.
You know, I was thinking, it's a West Coast team. I don't think he has any animosity to the Dodgers. I don't know. He was an A, and now he's a – and then he was a Mariner. I don't think he's got – but I don't care. I'm sure he wanted to get – yeah, I hope he's – because he was crying when he first got here. He really was. He was heartbroken that he was leaving the Mariners at that first press conference and, you know, with his new uniform on. I hope the guys like him now. I hope the guys are taking him in. Maybe they can go to lunch or something. Maybe get some tea or something. You know, I hope the guys are all being nice to him.
Or at least buy him some tissues or something.
Well, sometimes the new kid – you know, it's hard for him to adjust.
Yeah, you should. When you see someone in a new environment, you should welcome them in.
Yes.
Because you don't know how they're adjusting.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe get him a handkerchief.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, Quentin Nelson has been there, but he's what, developmentally challenged if in a new environment now?
He, according to Frank Reich, there's a developmental anomaly with his foot, and that's why his is. Go, and that's why he has to have surgery.
But it's supposedly
well,
the
wait
same,
a minute. How does he and Carson? Can you get Ballard
Twinsies?
On the phone? How does Carson Wentz and Quentin Nelson are they playing footsies? What's going on here? How do they have the same injury?
Reich finally said it, so I can say it out loud. Right, Wentz has had his since high school.
Yeah,
you know, Wentz also had a a back injury in high school. Wentz has been injury prone. There's just no way around it. He had like two injuries in high school. He had two or three in college. He's had a couple in the pros. Like for a quarterback, he's pretty injury prone. Quentin Nelson's one that developed. I don't know a lot about it. I do know that people are I think Ballard's having fun with the media by saying 5 to 12 weeks, give it a 7 week gap, and he's like, oh, he'll be out 5 to 12 weeks. Like 5 to 12?
That's
what kind of
that seems like.
And they ask somebody asked Mike Vrabel about it. Melvin Sittight asked Mike Vrabel about, you know, the Colts have Carson Wentz. He's out 5 to 12. He goes, yeah, 5 to 12 weeks. He goes, they got a really good chance of being right in that one. He goes, well, you faced him in week 9. He goes, I know. That's in the 5 to 12-week range right there.
Yeah.
So he said, that's in the range. And Ballard's actually friends with Vrabel. They interviewed Vrabel. And when he told Vrabel that he didn't get the job, Vrabel's like, what? What the are y'all doing not hiring me? Do you even know what you're doing? I like Mike Vrabel. Hey, I want to open it up to Astros fans. Astros fans are going to be just like us. We're giddy this morning. You stay up late, but you're excited because you punk out the punk-ass Dodgers and all their punk-ass fans. 3-0. A shutout, which really hurts that much more. So here's our phone number. You guys can jump in. I'm not saying it's Throw Shade Thursday, but if you got something to get off your chest, now is a good time to do it when you're headed into work. 713-780, or you're getting off work. I don't care. 713-780-3776. Let's get Melvin in here first. He wants to talk about the Astros. What's up, Melvin?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good, good.
I just wanted to say last night when I was on my way to work, I was listening to Ian Fitzsimmons, I think that's his name. And after the Astros won, he said that the Dodger fans just keep giving the Astros hell every day they play them all day long because the Astros cheated them out of the World Series in 2017.
Who said that?
Ian Fitzsimmons. Ian, whatever.
Yeah. The guy that used to be in a band.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
Jason Fitz.
Yeah.
Jason Fitz?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. He's an idiot. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Just go play your. I think he plays the violin.
Well, there is an Ian Fitzsimmons.
It's called a fiddle.
Oh, it's a. It's not Jason Fitz.
No, it's not Jason Fitz.
Ian Fitzsimmons is the idiot then.
Okay.
Is that who is on? Is that who you're talking about?
Yes, yeah, it's okay. Ian Fitzsimmons.
Who is he?
He's an overnight radio guy for ESPN National.
Well, keep giving him. Yeah. Hey, please do. Please do, Dodger fans, because you saw the big effect it had on the Astros last night, how they were all paralyzed and they couldn't perform.
Hey, Melvin, what do you do for, do you mind telling us what you do for a living?
I work at a long-term facility for CPS kids.
Okay, were you able to watch it? Like, were you able to kind of skirt around work so that you could watch a game? Like, the game was already over when you were going in?
Yeah, the game was already over. They were talking about it on the radio. Yeah.
Ooh, man. So you're going home right now.
Yeah, I'm going home right now.
Ooh, you got the flip-flop schedule.
Yeah. Oh, you're heading home
right
now?
Sleep during the day schedule.
Yeah, I like that, though. Del?
You do?
Del, are you opposed to sleeping during the day?
No.
No,
Del also sleeps at night.
Barely.
Melvin sleeps during the day.
I'm nocturnal. I'd rather have an overnight show.
Yeah, I liked it when I worked nights. Yeah. I stayed up till 3, 4 in the morning.
You like it that way, Melvin?
Yeah, I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah, I tell everybody that know me, don't have no accidents in the daytime
because
I'm out of.
you can't get help in the day. I'm out.
Yeah,
you cannot get help.
I can't help you because I'm knocked out. When I'm out, I'm out.
It's you're done. I love that. Ian Fitzsimmons co-hosts with Freddie Coleman on the late night.
Yeah, that's who you heard.
Yes. That's who it is.
Well congrats.
Sorry, but he's an idiot.
Keep giving him hell. Maybe you can give out there. Maybe you can give out their home addresses.
You see how the Astros – please stop, everybody. Please, because it's hurting our Astros' feelings. They can't perform. All right. When we come back, and you guys can chime in, bigger win, beating Garrett Cole in Yankee Stadium in Game 3. That turned the season around, people. This was about a 500 team at that time, and they just took off after that Garrett Cole win. Beating the Yankees – with Altuve's 3-run homer to head into the All-Star break, or last night. 727 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's get some cars for kids.
Cars for Kids is a is an organization that you've heard the jingle for years. It's been stuck in your head for years. If I say it, it's going to get stuck in your head. But I'll just tell you this. They do have a local number. They do have a local group. They work with the Houston Can Academy, and the Can Academy is out there trying to help young people get a second chance at a diploma. So they use your car, truck, SUV, whatever, that you're not using anymore, or that's not running, that's running, whatever the case may be. They use that for funding. So it's very, very valuable to them. It may not be valuable to you. It may be broken down and beyond, you know, use anymore. But they say, listen, give it to us. We will come out and haul it out. We'll do a title transfer. We won't, it doesn't matter what, you know, your issues are with that vehicle. We want that vehicle. And you can do something nice, even though it's really just hauling something off of your property that you wouldn't have, you know, you don't have to pay for it now. But the great thing is you get a tax write-off as well. So this is a win-win-win across the board. All you have to do is go to carsforkids.org and get the process started, and they will come take care of that for you. You get the tax write-off, and you can write off the car, not the kid. That's how it works. Go to carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you've got some thoughts on this, or you can tweet us. I don't want to underscore, I know it was early in the season, but this team was 15-15 in Yankee Stadium, having lost the first two games of the series, and they were up against Gerrit Cole in Game 3, and they beat him 7-4. Chad Green, remember, Altuve had to hit the three-run homer that was around his eyes, and they won that game, and they won. That moved them to 16-15, and it wasn't long. They went on a run that was 31-13. They went on a 31-13 run after that, right immediately after that, which put them at 47-28, which was 19 games over 500 and in control of the division. Now, the day before, or the day of the All-Star break, Sunday, July 11th, the Yankees are in town. They lost the first two games of that series. They're down 7-2 in the ninth inning, and they came up with six runs, and Jose Altuve capped it with a three-run homer to win the game 8-7. That was unbelievable. It headed into the All-Star break. You didn't get to play off the momentum because you had 5 days off after that.
Was that the last game?
That was the last game.
Okay.
And then to the All-Star
into the break. Yeah.
8-7. And then last night, rank them.
With 19 months of pent-up hate, and they end up catching a 3-0 loss.
Yes.
I mean, I would probably say the Yankees, just because they were going to sweep you.
Which Yankees?
Yankees with Altuve. They were going to sweep you. You had the Yankee nemesis, Jose Altuve, just reminding the Yankees, yeah, you beat us in the series for the year, but this guy still owns you. The manner in which they came back,
ripping the shirt off.
Yeah, I think, to me, it's that one. But I don't have a problem with anyone saying, you know, because Gerrit Cole, you bring up the Gerrit Cole one. I forgot about how that kind of springboarded.
They were a 15-15 team. And then they jumped to 19 games over 500. That win catapulted them,
you know,
to where they are today, because they're still 23 games over 500. That win shot them to 19 over 500.
And you're beating Gerrit Cole, and you're beating the Yankees coming from behind
in Yankee Stadium.
You know, yeah, but you got to celebrate with your home fans here, and you go beat the Dodgers when they literally passed out pamphlets. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Dodgers fans unite. This is papers that they were handing outside the stadium, and they handed out about 20,000 of these. The Astros cheated us out of a world championship. This is our chance as fans to help settle the score. When the Astros come up to the plate, repeat the chant. Cheating Astros.
Why are they talking like this?
Cheating Astros, because they're nerds.
Oh.
We also need to cheer on the Dodgers and help them repeat as champions. When they come up to bat, repeat this chant. Repeat Dodgers. Be sure to share this flyer with others in your section. For comments, contact fansunite at yahoo.com. All serious comments will be sent directly to MLB and the Dodgers.
Let's find out.
This is a fan-only promotion. It's not affiliated with the Dodgers.
Yahoo.com. Let's send them a little note.
Just so y'all know, if y'all want to send them a thank you note, you can go to fansunite at yahoo.com and send them a little something. Remember, Dodgers fans, this is when the Astros come up. We want you to say, cheating Astros. Or I just heard this, cheaters, cheaters. I heard that, and unfortunately, Carlos caught it quite a bit. Altuve and Carlos caught it the loudest.
Altuve was the most.
So the tone and rhythm is cheating Astros.
Cheating Astros.
So should the response be, eat my...
I mean, the response should be that.
Should it be, eat my...
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
Should that be the response in tone and rhythm?
It could be.
So if I wrote,
I don't know if I want to send them something at that site but if y'all want to email them, because I don't want them to have my email, because then it'll be
You don't have your own troll email account.
You got to have a burner email.
You got to have a troll burner account.
Do I look like Kevin Durant? No, I don't. I don't have a troll burner account.
It could say suck my Morikama.
I don't care about
something
burner.
Like that.
Suck my Morikama at gmail.com.
Yeah.
My Morikama.
Xander my Shoffle at gmail.com. You could do something like that.
I don't.
It's long, but it's a longer email.
Why S my Morikawa?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Like Xander my Shoffle.
Dell, what order you got them in? What order the games of importance?
Oh, you always want to stick it to a team on the road.
On the road. I know. Winning on the road, six runs in the ninth is kind of special, though.
It's special considering the circumstances. But they entered that building expecting a giant celebration. They expected to win that game and pour it on so they could boo and chant and cheer the entire time. And then Lance McCullers like, I mean, it's very hard for you to cheer when you can't score runs.
When you can't get on base?
Yeah, sorry. I apologize. Look, my Blake Taylor. Oh, we got Blake Taylor. Look, the Astros ran out their B bullpen, C bullpen outside of Graveman.
Brought it up.
Yeah. But the guys closed, like Taylor got a big out, Stanek closed out the ninth, and that's our B squad. The guys who we tried to replace at the trade deadline.
Oh, you know what? And when Tiger used to say that, Tiger would win. I mean, Tiger's won 82 times, 83 times now.
He had his B game out there.
He would say afterwards, and it pissed guys off. He goes, yeah, I didn't really have my A game. I had my B game today. Mm-hmm. And he beat everybody by 4, 5, 6, 8 strokes. And they'd be like, oh, shut up, Tiger.
The truth.
I
mean,
but you
honestly,
know what the truth is?
The truth is
we ran out our B squad.
Yeah.
We had Robel Garcia in the lineup.
You got beat by Robel Garcia and Brian Stanek.
Yeah.
Ryan.
The Killer Bees. Brian Stanek. Yeah. Or the Killer Bees. Brian Stanek.
Or the Killer
Bees. And
also
Robel.
The Killer R's.
Garcia.
They're the Killer R's.
No,
they're
the Killer Bees. Robel and Brian Stanek.
Yeah, Brian Stanek.
You got beat by
Hairball.
Blake.
And 108 hitter.
I mean, seriously.
Well, you didn't get beat by Robel, really.
Well, you can't blame them. They got their own Robel and Cody Bellinger out there.
Oh,
so.
He's so still bad. Under 200.
Man, he's so bad. Graveman. And how about Graveman? Listen, when Graveman struck him out, the emotion out of Graveman, he's part of this deal now.
Oh, no. My brother said there's a video. He just sent me something. There's a clip on Twitter with Graveman saying how great the team is and how welcoming they've been. Oh, he'll love it with the Astros.
Yeah.
He's going to love it.
No. This is a great team. Even without George, it's a fun bunch of good
guys. You ever think
he
said, do you guys have a Chop or a Chaz here by the park? Because I don't want to go to the Chaz or the Chop. I'm like, no, we don't have.
We have a Chaz McCormick.
Yeah, but we don't have warlords taking over entire entire block.
Like Seattle. No, we don't have that, sir.
No, we don't have
many. Sorry.
We're not riding here every night. I know it's going to be different than Seattle.
Now, some things will look a little similar down by the park. The underpass there. You'll recognize.
Is this Lesbian Craig? It says Lesbo. Is this Lesbian Craig?
Might be.
Hey, Lesbo.
Good morning.
It is Craig. What's up, Craig?
What's up?
Ain't nothing, man. Actually, something is up. When I'm calling you guys, trust me, there's something up, man, because I need to get it off my chest. And I apologize if y'all were talking about something else. I mean, I'm kind of out of order with the topic, but, I'm old school, and I ain't perfect. None of us are. I'm kind of set in my ways. I admit I may even be get off my lawn guy. I'm clearly sort of a black ass redneck, if you get my drift. I never voted for Obama because I couldn't. By the way, ESPN has no responsibility about what I'm about to say. I never voted for Obama because I couldn't support his gay agenda. I believe gay people, like black people, Asian people, already have every right everybody else does. Just enforce what's already in the Constitution and do it the right way. You don't need to be making special laws for special segments of society. So I'm a proud straight black man, and I ain't scared to say that. I know you don't get to say that nowadays without being called something you're not.
Right. But I've never said that.
Defend my group of I'd have a pretty diverse group of friends and associates and constituents business wise, so I won't defend myself. But a black guy on Facebook just told me that because I'm black and because I'm straight, I should be okay with the things Deshaun Watson are being accused of. I'm not here to make a point about whether Deshaun Watson did these things or not. I have my sources. I know what I believe. That's not important about this call. But it just what's important about this call is the state of this country and some of the bull crap we can actually convince ourselves to believe. When I hang up this phone, I would like to be drafted by white people immediately. I'm completely done with black people. I need to be drafted. Mike, get your big head ass on the phone and be an advocate for getting me drafted by white people. I need this to happen immediately. Yeah, I'm black. Yeah, I'm straight. I come from the hood. I did all of that. Man, I ain't got no damn obligation to cheer for the Texans, cheer for Deshaun Watson. And because I'm black and because I'm proud and straight, I don't have to be okay. Why would I have to be okay with the brother being accused of sexual deviancy? Why do I need to be okay with that? Just that whole thought process is so damn weird to me. It provoked a call out of me this morning. You guys know I don't call a lot anymore. My schedule is weird now, but
I've had this conversation with black friends. The whole dynamic is it's almost a separate conversation about, you know, you feel like you get pressure that you have to cheer for this or cheer for that.
So I heard a black guy called Joel, and I forget who was in with Joel yesterday.
Patrick Creighton?
Creighton.
No, I don't think it was
someone else. To me
it
yesterday.
Was something else. It was okay. Somebody else. Anyway, so he called in and he said that were people really chanting for Deshaun at the Texans practice, and he was so disgusted that we would be still squarely behind a guy with 22 accusations and more, actually, with a couple more with the legal thing that's going on. He said, "I cannot believe that we're behind that this country or any the Texans fans. I am disgusted." He said, "I'm not even a Texan fan. I'm a Houston fan, and I can't believe that we are chanting for this guy to be our quarterback with this hanging over his head. It's disgusting."
No, we have. If you go back and watch any shows or any docs from like the 90s, for example, you can just go into the 90s. Our compass for what we accept and what is okay has, and I'm not saying Deshaun is guilty of any of this stuff, but I think there are some pretty rough circumstance. Actually, he has already admitted to a lot of the stuff, but said it was consensual. But I think there are people across the board, and it really has become obvious through Twitter, because you see it on Twitter all the time, who are willing. They just don't care. They pick their side, and that's it. And they stay with the quote unquote side instead of saying, "Oh, this isn't right, or this is good, or this is bad."
What's even worse, and we appreciate, we're up against it, Craig. We got to take a break. We appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you. Craig's a long time listener.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to get drafted, though.
What was more disgusting is, I think you just flippantly said it, or no, they said it on maybe it was during Joel's show, that woman who was on the podcast that was talking about Deshaun wanting to put his finger or her finger up in Deshaun, that she got death threats. If you're so depraved, if you're such, I can't understand. See, Deshaun doesn't know you. Deshaun doesn't like you. Deshaun doesn't care about you. That you would threaten someone's life because of something that they said that may have really actually been true. I don't know. We don't know. But it seems to be a trend here that these women are all saying the same thing, that you would threaten their life. You have a special place in hell.
That's what social media lets you do, though. You just get on and anonymously do stuff like that.
Anonymously threaten people's lives.
And what is your account going to get suspended? Ooh.
It is so amazing to me that you care so much about a guy that you don't know, about a guy who's been accused of all this sexual deviancy, and you care so much that someone who is accusing him, you feel like you need to threaten that person's life. You are a moron. You are really, really a moron. And chanting that you want Deshaun as your quarterback, okay, he's really better than Tyrod Taylor, okay. And whatever fan base gets Deshaun is going to accept Deshaun, and they're going to be cheering for Deshaun, and it's, yay, Deshaun's our quarterback, yay, whatever fan base that is. But you got the guy that's got all this crap hanging over him. And, oh, by the way, there's an update that we will talk about on the other side with Deshaun Watson. We haven't even gotten to yet. So it's 7:45 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk right now about Jeff Aronoff. I got an update for you. Jeff Aronoff will update your home. He will update your business. He will make it better. He will make it prettier. He will make it more valuable. He does this every single day. If you have a business and you didn't take care of COVID when it was shut down or whatever, that's fine. Maybe you didn't feel like, well, I don't even know if I'm going to get back. I'm going to put more money into it or whatever. Hey, business is starting to come back. If your business is coming back and yet you're going, wow, we really need to do something about this counter, these counters, these cabinets, this outdoor patio at our restaurant, or we want to put in an outdoor patio at our restaurant, or we really need to upgrade the bathrooms and vanities and sinks and everything else, make it look nice so that it's presentable for the public. Well, now's the time to do it. If you were worried before that you didn't have business coming back, weren't sure about your business coming back, and it's coming back, well, you got to upgrade. You got to. Otherwise, you're going to lose that business, or it's not going to be as good. So you're looking to do all that stuff. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Lonnie Johnson is back. You see that? He is out there. So that was nice to see him out there. You know who you didn't see out there yesterday? Was Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson not at practice yesterday. First practice with full pads. It's such an uncomfortable deal. It's day to day, guys. David Culley, you got his sound. David Culley continues to say the same thing every day. Nick Caserio said the same thing. It's the company line. It's day to day. It is what it is. We're looking at it every day.
They have daily Davis Mills checkups. I've noticed it's called Camp Caserio.
No, it's really called Texans Camp, but okay, yeah.
No, you're supposed to say hashtag Camp Caserio when you talk about it.
I think that's trademarked.
That's what?
I don't think we're allowed to say that.
No, John's respecting the trademark. Hashtag,
I'm not respecting anything. I think it's dumb.
Hashtag Camp
Casario. It's
not
very respectful.
No, I can't be respectful of something that's dumb. I'm sorry.
There's so much heat with Camp Casario.
You know, the Brazilian women's volleyball team looks a lot like the Italian.
I'm more impressed by the Russians what do you mean? On the other side.
Well, I mean, they have the same.
Is that the Russians that are on the other side?
There's a lot of the same skin tone and, you know.
Oh, olive skin?
Olive skin, yeah. And the Italians were pretty good.
As far as their play?
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
By the way, you're gonna struggle with this a little bit like I did, and then I realized, wait a minute, why are we talking about this more? Just because of the lawsuits? I was on Bucky Brooks and I did Move the Sticks yesterday.
Okay.
Daniel Jeremiah's out, so it was me and Bucky. And Bucky brought up Deshaun Watson, and I'm talking about Deshaun. He goes, why is Deshaun Watson out there? Why are they paying him $20 million this year and he's out there running fourth string safety on the scout team? He goes, why isn't he getting number one reps?
Because he's not going to be on the team.
Okay, and here's Bucky's point. He's not, so they're trading him?
No, he won't play for them. He said he won't play for them again.
What do you mean he won't play for them?
So now right before the season starts, he's going to have a hamstring.
Isn't he in camp?
He is in camp, but right before the season, he said he won't step on the field
for you
again. Deshaun
wasn't in camp yesterday, but he's not in camp. Okay, so if he's in camp, his point was, no. If he's not playing, then he won't get paid. You force his hand that he's going to be getting reps, splitting reps with the first team, with Tyrod Taylor, and either you're going to play this year because we're paying you. We're not going to just give you money.
Well, then he goes,
you're going
again,
to pay.
Again.
Then he can go sit down, and then you start collecting
then
money
right
off of
the
him.
Before the season starts, he has a hamstring.
Then you can file a grievance.
And then you wasted all those reps.
You can file a grievance.
No, you say, go prove that he's got a hamstring.
You use MRI. You can use MRI.
It's all right. It hurts. I'm sorry.
But he made a pretty good point, though. What?
You can use an MRI for a soft tissue injury?
Yeah. That's what they're
for.
The MRIs are for soft tissue.
Find a lower back problem, a sciatic problem, or whatever.
You just file. I don't think, you know what? I don't know if Deshaun would do that.
File a grievance against a guy that said he's not playing for you again?
Yes.
What? He's
not playing. John, you are paying him $20 million. No. Bucky's whole point was, and it's a valid one, if I'm paying somebody, and this is a guy who's worked for the team, right? He's worked for Seattle. He's worked for Green Bay, I think, Carolina. He said, look, if I'm paying you $20 million, we're going to get our $20 million out of you. Now, if you want to sit out to where we don't have to pay you anymore, that's fine. He said, but I'm not giving you a pass in practice. His whole point is, if you're going to be here, Deshaun, and because you just don't want to get fined, then we're going to put you in reps. And if you want to get away from those reps, then you can go stay home and you'll start collecting your fines.
No, that wouldn't be the
case. Here's his point.
I got an elbow. My elbow hurts.
No,
whatever.
Hold on.
My shoulder hurts.
Okay, well, until that happens, why don't you play? His whole point was, why don't you play chicken with
reps.
Deshaun?
You're wasting reps.
You're not wasting
reps.
Yes,
it would be. They said, I'm not going to step on the field again for you guys.
You can take Jeff Driscoll's reps away. That's not wasting anybody's reps.
Jeff Driscoll's not. What kind of reps
other than
is Jeff
being
Driscoll
vindictive, which
that's
is, I guess.
That's not first team reps.
Which
it's,
I guess,
not even, it's not even vindictive.
Because they have already decided, or he has decided, I'm not going to play. And if, like John says, there's always the option, all right, I've got an issue somewhere.
You know who else said he's not going to play? Aaron Rodgers said he wasn't going to play.
But they acquiesced.
No, Aaron Rodgers did say.
And they acquiesced to what his demands.
No. You say it's different, but it is different. But Aaron Rodgers also said that. It's a mechanism and a ploy. There's so many poison pills that are built into this that you can't just – you are going to lose your money. You can't just fake injuries.
No, not if you show up like he did. He showed up.
He will be
– and you know, but you know what? He's not going to – Lance – well, they did it exactly right.
Hold on.
They did
just,
the right
just stay
exactly.
with me on this one because you got to remember, you and I were saying the same thing. We were also saying the same thing. Deshaun has, until all this stuff broke with lawsuits, we said, well, Deshaun can say he's not going to hold up. He's going to sit out, but he's not giving away that money. They're going to go after his. Hold on.
And he didn't.
They're going to go get his money. No. He hasn't gotten game checks yet. They're going to go get his game. If he sits out, he won't get game checks, his $20 million or whatever. He's not going to get game checks. They're going to go out and take his signing bonus because they have access to a signing bonus, and he has no leverage. The team with the leverage is the Texans. The Texans have this is all we talked about was Deshaun doesn't have actual leverage. He's not just going to sit out and lose that money.
Except two things: my knee hurts, or my back hurts, or my elbow hurts, or my shoulder hurts, and you can't. I've got concussion. I don't feel great. Randy Johnson did this and got out of Seattle.
You can't say no. But
you can't
say it's going to happen.
You can absolutely do it. And secondly, all he has to do is say, And in his post press conference, what an idiot the owner is.
Then fine. Then have him say that and hurt himself if
you
want to.
Well, he's not hurting himself.
But what Bucky says is not untrue. The only we talked about the same thing. Deshaun doesn't have the leverage. The Texans do. He doesn't want his money to go away.
Until he pulls a hamstring.
No, but then he's
got all the leverage.
We only said, nah, I don't know that it's that easy.
Yes, it is that easy.
I don't know that.
Easy with Randy Johnson.
Here's what he needs to do.
Randy Johnson
he
got
needs
himself
to tear,
traded.
He needs to tear his knee up.
Randy Johnson went 11-1 after he sucked with
Seattle.
But,
John, it's not a lock that Deshaun would do that. His point is that you can force Deshaun's hand that he either has to come in or sit out. You're not going to do both.
Secondly, the Texans are playing a game of, oh, really? Here's the deal. Because Steph Stradley put this in the Houston Chronicle. Only felonies are going through a grand jury. And you know what they're waiting for right now? A grand jury on Deshaun Watson. And as soon as a grand jury happens, and as soon as an indictment comes down, Deshaun Watson, starter, not starter, is on the exempt list. And by the way, this criminal investigation has gone on long enough where it's about time for a grand jury to convene on this deal. And it's a felony. And when those charges come down, now you've wasted all those reps on Deshaun Watson. Bucky wants them to have first-team reps. Well, guess what? Those aren't Jeff Driskel reps. Those are first-team reps that you wasted that you could have had with Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills. Because Deshaun, before this season starts, there will be indictments coming down on him. And he will be exempt for the whole year.
That's
exempt.
That's what your prediction is?
Yes.
I think he's going to get a suspension. I think the league's suspension.
No, they're going to exempt him.
You think he's going to be indicted and a felony grand jury is going to be involved?
The grand jury is going to be convened, and they will either hand – if they don't hand it down, then okay, then you got suspension.
What is that?
But if they do hand down charges against Deshaun, he's exempt for the whole year.
Then what does that have to do with anything in terms of in having him in the camp and saying, if you want your $20 million, if you're going to get your $20 million, we're going to make you earn it? Because Deshaun doesn't
want
to be out there
practicing.
I mean, you can still have him doing stuff, and it's not really wasting that many reps. If you're taking some, you're going to have reps for three quarterbacks.
Well, what about this? What if the Texans have decided we don't want this to be the face of our franchise anymore?
No. I don't think they do.
Well,
I think
no, Bucky's okay, point, so why give him reps?
No, Bucky's point was never that he's going to be your future. His point was, if he's going to get his $20 million, you say, okay, if you want your $20 million, we're going to play you like you're in first.
First, he's going to be exempt. Second, you don't want him on the field. You do not. The Texans have decided they have this Christian attitude in the organization, this ownership that says this is not a guy we want representing our
team.
Then
you might as well not
even. So you give him zero.
Then tell him to go home.
That's right. They did.
If this is a given thing, just never come back. Just go home. We'll get your money.
That's going to come to that. It's
okay.
Going to come to that.
It's got to come today because what you're saying is, okay, just this is a give up. And what Bucky was saying, which I think is an interesting point, is you don't have to. You can still trade him. You can do all this stuff, but you don't have to give in and just say you get your $20 million and you get to stay at home. You can make it a little bit. You can make it where Deshaun Watson. Hey, listen, we're giving you this much. We're going to have to pay you $47 million. 20 this year and 27. No, you don't just get to do anything and everything you want.
He did.
Well, he wasn't at practice yesterday.
And his whole point was.
And it's not just one-sided that Deshaun was. They don't want him anymore. I think they've proven that.
I made that point with him. And I think one thing that could be at play here is that they want to play as nicely with Deshaun as possible. And I did bring. I'm playing some devil's advocate here because we did talk about how the Texans had all the. For a long time, we talked about. Doesn't matter what Deshaun wants. If he wants to get his money and not give up on this paycheck and his signing bonus, he has to play. No. We said he's got to play. Then it turned into
he's got to show up. Never said he's got to play.
No, but yeah,
that's all he had to do was walk in the door.
No. You can't. You're gonna have to tell me all the times that people have gotten paid for a whole year for faking injuries.
Well, no. He would have walked in the door and he would be practicing right now if the Texans would let him. They said, sit over here, and that's all there is to it. If they would give him first-team reps, Deshaun would be
but
there
we
taking
first-team
reps.
We both said
the Texans
unless
did. They said, sit over here.
The Texans have the leverage, and that's Bucky's point, is that Deshaun doesn't have the leverage. But what I brought up with him is the only thing that's a little tricky is if the Texans want to play nice with Deshaun so that he keeps open more options in terms of trade. He goes, and Bucky said, no. here's what he goes. No, this is how it's going to work, Deshaun. We'll trade you where we want to trade you, or you can just sit out. You can just keep sitting out and not playing football. And that's how we'll do this. You can either keep, he said, eventually Deshaun will open up much wider in terms of who he's going to. He said, I've seen this on the team side. Players say they're, when they have, but now there haven't been a lot of no trade clauses, but he believes that the team has to hold firm on Deshaun and they will get what they want, including the, you know, opening up that no trade clause. Because my thing is, maybe they're just trying to play nice because they want to keep that no trade thing.
Deshaun open. Has made it clear he's not playing another down. He would absolutely Jake an injury. And then you gave him all these reps for
you
nothing.
You don't know that.
He
you
would
don't know
absolutely do it. Because he said, I'm not stepping on the
that's
field.
That's talking about
I'm
his
not
character
playing
now.
For the,
his character.
His character.
His character is clearly in question.
No, his football character. Yeah, I'm not talking about because he has a sexual fetish.
Oh.
You think that goes into his character as a person because
not
he has a sexual fetish?
Yes. We're not talking about
that. Yeah, he has a fetish.
No, but that's not
his character. He has a fetish, so that plays into his character as a person?
But I'm not talking about that.
So you're diagnosing it as a fetish?
No, I think he has
as a
as
opposed to a character flaw.
Well, okay, so the reaching out and touching stuff, that's different.
Yeah.
But he has something that he likes and has sought out multiple times from multiple people. Yeah, I think he's got a fetish.
But the fetish
I think that's no
that's
doubt
not my
maybe
concern.
It can be both.
But his
maybe it
disregard
can be
for women
and consent is the
is
issue.
A character issue.
No, that's fair. That's fair. But I'm not sure that is necessarily equal to how he would conduct himself on the field as a leader, as a quarterback. I don't know that. I really don't know that he would just fake an injury 100%.
And he has said and multiple times behind the scenes, and people with him have said, he's not playing another down for the Texans. And he would do whatever it would take to not play another
Aaron
down.
Aaron Rodgers was retiring at one point.
Until they asked him.
And now
until
he's happy.
Until the contract got worked out.
But hey, guys, look how happy I am.
Yeah, but they gave him what he wanted. So that's why he's still playing for
them. All right, right now you got to talk about some insurance when we get on the other side. We can continue. If you guys want to get in on this, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323. What's that going to do for you? Within seconds, you are going to get a firm quote on homeowners insurance. And for many of you, you've been paying exorbitant amounts on your homeowners insurance because you stay with the same company over and over and over. They raise the rates and then it doesn't matter to you. You just keep it moving. Like, oh, this is great. It's fine here. Just paying this much money for A-rated insurance. Well, what if I told you that I have an A-rated insurance company that is going to give you competitive rates? And here's the thing. It's an aggregated amount of A-rated insurance. There's several that TGS Insurance works with, and they find you the most competitive rates. It really gives you a chance to go out there and start putting more money back in your pocket without sacrificing your coverage. Text the word money to 232323. That's 232323.
ESPN 97.5.